Well, that's like the little woman. Yeah. The hands, you know, or some.
Do people actually say, have you ever heard anybody actually use one of those expressions?
Oh, for sure.
Trying to get the water from someone.
Or the little woman.
Yeah, the little woman.
Or at parties, I've seen people my age, well, not my age, a little bit older than me, maybe 5 or 6 years older, saying, what would you hens like to drink? And I just went, oh, God, you know. I'd like some of you the blood out of your throat, you know.
It's no worse than chicks.
Well, I think it is.
I really resent chicks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's awesome.
How about if they say you're a good chick, though? Doesn't that make it a little bit better? Okay.
Makes it worse. What do you call a woman who's lost her husband?
A widow.
Yeah. All right. Have you heard of another term like that? If the husband just runs off and leaves her, he doesn't die, he just ups and leaves one day. Have you ever heard of a grass widow?
No.
The man whose son you are is your?
Father.
And what do you call him?
Dad.
And his wife is your?
Mother.
And how do you call
him? Ma.
Ma?
Ma.
What did you call your grandparents?
Oh, okay.
We got some good ones?
We got some great ones. Because on my father's side, I didn't have a grandfather, but my grandmother was grandma. But on my mother's side, there was mama and papa.
Really?
And in the southern areas, they have all sorts of Meemaw and Papaw and all sorts of nutty variations. This friend of mine who's married this girl from Trenton, Tennessee, and all of her relatives came in, and there was Ha Ha and just all sorts of crazy. No one had a real name, you know. They were all just you know, things like that.
Your sons and your daughters would be your
children.
Okay, are there any names you used?
Kids, brats, monsters.
What's something on wheels that you put a baby in and it'll lie down?
Carriage.
Okay. What do you say if you got a baby in a carriage and you're pushing it around? That's how you say you're
strolling.
Your children are your sons and your
daughters.
And they are boys and
girls.
Alright, if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
What might you say would like to have a baby?
What might I say?
Yeah, would you just say pregnant?
I'd just say she was pregnant.
Alright, have you heard any other people say anything?
Oh, with child.
Have you heard that?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Or in a family way.
Oh, yeah.
Or, what was the one in the, you know, big, I think, was a,
mm-hmm.
She is big.
How about expecting?
Expecting, yes.
Right.
I don't think they used that much. That was the 50s, you know. That's what my folks would say. Or what they used to would say.
Okay.
Now, I think my folks would even say knocked up, even if they were married. You know. We both had effects upon each other's speech, you know.
Yes. Okay, if there's not a doctor around to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for is a
midwife.
Okay, any other names?
No, not that I'd know of.
If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy.
The boy resembles his father, or were you looking for some sort of chip off the old block or that type of number, you know?
Well, yeah. How about if he acts like his father, if he has the same manners, behavior?